Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Getholeno. India and Slovakia yesterday alleviated their ties to a comprehensive partnership. The two sides also inked 11 agreements to boost cooperation in key areas including labor migration, digital technology and defense, following talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Slovak counterpart Robert Fico in Bratislava. Later, addressing a joint press conference, Mr. Modi said, elevation of ties symbolizes shared beliefs, priorities and future.
आज प्रधानमंत्री जी और मैंने हमारे सहयोग को नई दिशा और नई ऊर्जा देने पर विस्तृत रूप से चर्चा की. ऑटोमोबाइल, रेलवे, एडवांस मैन्युफैक्चरिंग और ग्रीन टेक्नोलॉजीज, इन सभी विषयों में आज हमने दोनों देशों के लोगों की भलाई के लिए कई महत्वपूर्ण निर्णय लिए.
Speaking on this occasion, Slovak Prime Minister lauded India's rapid economic growth, saying the country has outpaced many advanced nations in key sectors. The Prime Ministers also agreed to establish a joint working group on counter-terrorism. Meanwhile, Slovakia has conferred its highest civilian honor, the Order of the White Double Cross, First Class, on Prime Minister Modi. Union Minister for Road Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari has announced that he will visit Nagaland within the next 15 to 20 days to unveil a special package and address pending issues concerning the state. Mr. Gadkari gave the assurance during the Northeast India Infrastructure Summit and Exhibition 2026 in Shillong yesterday, where he also announced major road connectivity projects worth nearly 50,000 crore rupees for the Northeast, including the Silchar-Shillong and Shillong-Guwahati corridors. He said infrastructure development would serve as the region's growth engine and stressed the need for transparent and time-bound execution of projects.
Financial audit is very important. The performance audit is more important than financial audit. Transparency honi chahiye, corruption-free system honi chahiye, time-bound decision-making process honi chahiye, teamwork hona chahiye, fast hona chahiye. So we need the administrative system transparent, time-bound, result-oriented and corruption-free.
The program was attended by Meghalaya Chief Minister Konrad K. Sangma, Nagaland Chief Minister Niphiu Rio and Deputy Chief Minister Tia Zileng, among other dignitaries. Later, in a separate event in Shillong, the Union Minister laid the foundation stone and dedicated six national highway projects to the nation, involving a total investment of 3,214 crore rupees. Polling for by-election to three municipal wards in Nagaland will be held today. The wards going to the polls are Ward 11, Chara, under Tsumugedima Town Council, Ward 8, Tsumang B, under Woka Town Council, and Ward 9, Samba Gogi, under Atoizu Town Council. The by-polls in Tsumugedima and Woka will see a straight contest between NPF and BJP. NPF has also fielded a candidate for their ward in Atoizu. Counting of votes is scheduled for 19 June, with declaration of results the same day. Minister for Public Health Engineering Department Jacob Shimomi yesterday reviewed the implementation of Jal Jeevan Mission and Swachh Bharat Mission during a meeting with departmental officials, including the mission director and executive engineers of all divisions. The minister appreciated the officials for their continued commitment in delivering public services at the grassroots level and said their efforts were contributing significantly to boosting the ease of living in all parts of the state. And Nagaland Higher Education Minister Temjin Imnalong said that digital connectivity has transformed governance and public outreach across the country. Addressing the valedictorization of the two-day D3 Digital Democracy Dialogue Triveni program in Lucknow yesterday, he said the digital revolution has broken geographical barriers and ensured that even people living in the remotest villages along the Nagaland-Myanmar border are familiar with Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath. Mr. Along urged digital content creators to focus on producing positive content. The minister added that Nagaland had witnessed significant infrastructure development after 2014, with the highest number of roads constructed and around 16,000 crore rupees spent on 18 national highway projects in the state. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.